Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get us wherever you get your favorite podcasts, or you can just listen to us on your smart speaker by saying play WILK News Radio. It's 510, 54 degrees on this Monday, October 13th, 2025. Well, there's been more twists and turns about the stunning new ruling in a mysterious 2011 stabbing death of a Philadelphia teacher, Ellen Greenberg. You know the story. We've talked about it here before. It's quite bizarre. And the bizarre 2011 death of this beloved Philadelphia school teacher was found with 20 stab wounds, half of them to her back. So half of them to her back, and was yet again ruled a suicide. But her family's attorney has blasted the latest report as tripe. In the latest report on the high-profile case released Friday, the coroner's office said the new review of the evidence determined that Ellen Greenberg, 27, likely took her own life on January 26th of 2011 in her apartment. Greenberg was found with stab wounds all over, including the back of her head and her heart. While the distribution of injuries is admittedly unusual, the fact remains Ellen would have been capable of inflicting these injuries herself, Philadelphia Chief Medical Examiner Lindsay Simon wrote. Simon described Greenberg as a young woman suffering from anxiety. With all the information considered, it is the opinion of the undersigned that the manner of Ellen Greenberg's death is best classified as suicide, Simon wrote on Friday. All opinions state in this report are expressed with a reasonable degree of medical certainty. That's a quote from the report. The ruling is the latest twist in this wild case, which has seen the Greenberg's heartbroken parents twice sue the city and the medical examiner for allegedly botching this investigation. In a scathing statement, the partner at the law firm Lab American Lane, which represents Ellen Greenberg's parents, called the ME's report tripe. It includes false claims like the assertion that the stab wounds in Ellen's spinal column were made during the autopsy, a theory rejected by every credible expert, including the city's own neuropathologist. The attorney called Simon's review deeply flawed and said it ignored unexplained bruises, missing surveillance footage from the scene, and a recreation that found Greenberg couldn't cause the wounds herself. Simon builds a flimsy case on distorted portrayals of Ellen's mental health, propped up by cynical distortions of Ellen's managed anxiety, a condition widely experienced daily by over 40 million Americans, the lawyer said. Shame on you, to the chief medical examiner. Greenberg was found dead in her Philadelphia apartment by her fiancé, Sam Goldberg, during the bizarre during a blizzard. The autopsy determined that she was riddled with bruises and suffered 20 stab wounds, including to the back of her neck, back, head, and heart, with a knife found protruding from her chest. Goldberg has never been considered a suspect. That's her fiancé. In the initial autopsy report, then assistant coroner Marlon Osborne ruled Greenberg's death a homicide. But that changed weeks later when Osborne met with Philadelphia police and bizarrely changed the ruling to suicide, sparking the first wave of controversy over the case. In 2023, an appellate court called the police investigation into the teacher's death deeply flawed, but upheld the medical examiner's suicide ruling in the case. Osborne later flipped again and in February called it something other, that was this February, called it something other than suicide. The dead woman's parents, Sandy and Josh Greenberg, questioned the suicide ruling and filed their lawsuits, meanwhile enlisting the services of two forensic experts to dispute the suicide ruling. In February, the Greenbergs settled their claim in exchange for an undisclosed amount of damages and an agreement by the city that their daughter's case would again be reviewed. And that reviewed again now from the chief medical examiner has again classified this as suicide. So more twists and turns. And if you look at the recreation, a reconstruction of the injuries suffered by Ellen Granger shows the 20 stab wounds, including the angle of the knives, how they would have had to enter. And to be quite honest with you, I cannot see how a lot of these would be made by the victim herself, especially the ones at the base of the neck, unless she was able to prop the knife up on something and back into it somehow. But again, 20 stab wounds are a bit much. So again, if you recall that this case overshadows Josh Shapiro, because he was the attorney general at the time and was also dragged into the controversy of this. But another twist and turn with the chief medical examiner now. So it went from homicide to suicide to something other than suicide, now back to suicide from the chief medical examiner. That's where we're at with that case now. And that story is just coming out now. And again, we've talked about the changes in this case over the past couple of years. Again, this goes all the way back to 2023. So we'll keep you updated on that. Jake, there's also already a listing of who the six possible candidates to replace James Franklin may be.
I've been hearing a few of them.
Matt Rhule from Nebraska.
Possibly.
Kurt Cignetti of Indiana.
That's the favorite that I'm hearing so far.
Manny Diaz from Duke.
All right.
Mike Elko from Texas A&M.
Okay.
Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Interesting.
And Jeff Brom from Louisville. That's right.
Some of the possible candidates.
Yeah, the latest article that just came out.
Yeah, and Cignetti, like I was saying, he's supposedly the favorite so far. That's the one that's being touted. I know a lot of people have discussed that they would wish that Nick Saban would come out of retirement, but I doubt that's going to happen. I think that he's enjoying his time on College Game Day, being 74 years old, and he said the reason that he doesn't coach anymore is, once again, all this NIL stuff that's been going on over the past couple of years. Just to follow up to one of the things we talked about the past hour, the NFL just minutes ago has suspended Brian Branch from the Detroit Lions, their game next Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That was for the infamous slap that we just talked about.
Yeah. So, yeah, one game suspension. I knew something was going to come down. I just didn't expect it to be that quick. And like you and I talked about off air, the first NFL in-season firing, as the Tennessee Titans have fired Brian Callahan, their head coach. And the interesting thing is, so they hire, well, first off, everyone that listens to the show knows how big of a fan I am of Mike Vrabel. Again, he was drafted by Bill Cowher in 1997, won three Super Bowls as a player on the New England Patriots as a linebacker, and then head coach of the Tennessee Titans in 2018, took them to the AFC Championship the following year. Things sort of unraveled, I'd say, about 2022, 2023. They made the decision to fire him in January 2024. Mike sat out last year. He was a consultant on the Cleveland Browns. They hired Brian Callahan. And again, this is what happens when you fire a good head coach. Yeah, things definitely got sour towards the end for Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. But Mike Vrabel, Brian Callahan went 4-18 in his tenure as head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel was hired back in January to go back to New England and become their head coach, and they are 4-2. So, and hey, he comes back to Nashville this coming Sunday, first time since January 2024. He'll be back at the Titans old stadium, and what a mess that's going to be.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I saw on one of the Penn State sites on Facebook, it said that Urban Myers was hired by Penn State as the next head coach. So I haven't seen his name mentioned anywhere. So if you guys are hoping out there, it's going to be interesting.
I don't know if I'd want that. I mean, Urban, he won his fair share of national championships with the Florida Gators and with Ohio State. But there was also a lot of baggage, just the way that his tenures ended with the Gators and with the Buckeyes, and how disastrous that 1 year in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars was in 2021. I think if I were Urban, I would just like Saban. I think that TV is a very good thing for him. He's on college football on Fox. I would stick with it if I were him. I mean, really, what else is there left to prove for Urban Meyer? So
yeah, no doubt. No doubt indeed. Oh, as the football turns today, I'm sure there'll be much more to talk about before the end of the show.
Oh, for sure.
Let me tell you about the Goodfeet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They are making it easier than ever to feel your best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Goodfeet Arch Support. There's no waiting. The arch supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. And one of my favorite things, they're proudly made here right in the USA. So why wait to feel better? Visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without good feet. Time for traffic and weather. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It's 523. As we start to move into phase two of the peace process with Hamas and Israel, the Israeli army have moved back to what's called the yellow line. They have withdrawn from Gaza. The next step now is for Hamas to disarm themselves. But fighting has already broken out between Hamas and armed clan members in Gaza City because there's real now you have a power void. You have that struggle now. At least 27 people are dead after intense street fighting broke out between Hamas terrorists and armed clan members within Gaza City. The bloodshed began this weekend near the city's Jordanian hospital when Hamas security forces exchanged gunfire with members of the Dugmush family, one of Gaza's most powerful clans, long at odds with Hamas, the BBC reported. Residents described the chaos in Gaza City's Tel Ahawa neighborhood as hundreds of Hamas fighters advanced on the residential block defended by Dugmush gunmen, sparking an intense street battle. There is also footage going around of Hamas executing about a dozen of people they saw as enemies. At least 8 members of Hamas and 19 members of the Dugmush clan were killed in the most intense internal fighting since Israeli troops began leaving the enclave. The Hamas-controlled minister said its forces were moving to restore order and caution that any armed activity outside the framework of the resistance would be met with decisive action. So there is still a lot of moving parts that could damage this peace process. There are still a lot of people that do not want peace. This infighting now between the clans within Hamas, within Gaza, and Hamas themselves could, on its very own, upend everything. The fact that Hamas needs to disarm itself as part of the peace process. If you have these clans that are threats to Hamas, then what? If we put peacekeeping troops in there from wherever, and again, United States troops have not been in the discussion here. I believe that's not even being considered. Advisors maybe, but no troops. The force, the peacekeeping force for everything I've seen will be local nations that would be taking part in that. But how are they received by these clans? How are they received from Hamas? And again, phase two starts the disarmament of Hamas. If these armed clans are targeting them, where do we go from here and how does it move forward? The frustrating part of this peace process could be totally out of the hands of Israel, out of our administration here, because we've seen time and time again, especially in the Middle East, when a dictator or a leader is removed, that void is often filled very quickly and there's often a fight. We saw it in Afghanistan, where you had multiple clans that could not stand the Taliban, but they didn't like each other either. So if they were fighting the Taliban and came across each other instead of joining forces, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend type thing, they would often start fighting with each other. And we saw what kind of pitfall that is all throughout the Middle East. We've seen it in almost every nation we've been into, which was why nation building should not be on our plan. It's not what we're meant to do ever. And we should stop and get out of that business. If there's an enemy that attacks us, they need to be crushed by overwhelming force and let the local people figure out which direction they want to be in. You have to realize the people of Gaza elected Hamas as their government. Now, people say, well, they really didn't have a choice. Well, they also didn't rise up against Hamas when they were using them as human shields over the past 2 years. So if their future is truly in their hands, how do they not take part in it? And you got to realize the numbers that we're getting out of there were from the Hamas Gaza Health Ministry, the terrorist organization themselves. So again, moving forward with this peace process with so many moving parts, here you have clans fighting with each other because of that power void. You know, where do they move from here? Where do they go from here? You know, if you're having open gun battles in your city streets between clans and Hamas, how do you move forward with any peace? How do you walk in and say, okay, guys, time to defend? Are you going to disarm everyone, including these clans? And where does that stand? And the development of these peacekeeping forces. It's not something that can be done overnight. Yes, we can get aid in there. Yes, we could do a lot of things very rapidly. But an on-the-ground, boots-on-the-ground peacekeeping force of local nations is going to take time, is going to take a lot of learning curve for the entities that are there, who are not only fighting Israel, but fighting with each other. So we'll have to keep our eye on that, but that's just another story coming out of there, because the main thing in phase two is the disarming of Hamas. They must give up their arms, and that's when this peacekeeping force comes into play. With incidents like this, you know, where do we stand moving forward? It's great times, but strange times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Times as we move forward. It's coming up on 5:30 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. As we get into the last half hour of today's show, we've pretty much lucked out here with just some rain. But our coastal areas are getting walloped with a nor'easter from down Virginia Beach area, Norfolk, where there's flooding this weekend to, I was coming back from the southern New Jersey shore this weekend, and there were signs on every billboard talking about high winds, flooding, and heavy rain expected for the weekend. And if you look at some of the coastal communities, the flooding is pretty incredible. I mean, we're getting a little rain here and some wind. Not so much for our coastal, so much so that New York State declared a state of emergency, including New York City, which canceled New York's 81st annual Columbus Day Parade due to the governor's state of emergency order and inclement weather spurring floods across the tri-state area. And, you know, seeing the flooding that happened in Virginia, Maryland, and now up in New Jersey, and now into New York, I don't disagree with this call. Manhattan, especially the east side of Manhattan, floods very easily. The highways, underwater subway systems, where a lot of people would be using, often flood when these type of stories and these type of influx of storm surge happen. And that's what it is. I've been watching some reports from the coastal towns, and they're dealing with substantial flooding. And it's amazing because just, you know, 3 hours east of us, they're in a state of emergency dealing with flooding, high winds, and storm surge to where, you know, we have some rain here. And that's pretty much it. But the Columbus Citizens Foundation, which organizes the parade through Manhattan, announced the cancellation late Sunday, just over 12 hours ahead of the scheduled start time, and said the parade won't be rescheduled, the group added. Due to the governor's declaration of the state of emergency this evening in response to the dangerous weather conditions brought by this nor'easter, including high winds, heavy rains, and flooding in surrounding areas, we must cancel the 81st annual Columbus Day Parade for the safety of all participants and viewers, the foundation wrote on a statement to the press. They waited till the last minute, and I think made the right call. While we cannot reschedule this year's parade, we look forward to seeing everyone at our 82nd annual parade in 2026. The state of emergency announced by the governor on Sunday evening is in effect for all five boroughs as well as Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. The entire state of New Jersey was placed under a state of emergency as well. Declarations make funds available for addressing damage caused by the storms if needed. Both orders are expected to last through Monday evening as the nor'easter continues to battle the East Coast. The worst of the storm is supposed to hit in the next two high tides, overnight and midnight and at noon Monday. Each could bring a 3-foot storm surge with waves as high as 15 feet along the shore communities. Big Apple could see winds up to 60 miles an hour, according to the latest forecast. And again, the news recasts are out there with reporters. The Weather Channel is there, you know, up to their knees in storm surge. But again, just a few hours east of us, south of us, they're really dealing with it. But for the most part here, we are not outside of some rain and a miserable, cold, rainy fall day. That's pretty much it. And it looks like it's moving fast. I'm looking at the radar now, and it looks like it's already up and away. And except for today's high tide time, it looks like the worst of it is past New York. So no Columbus Day Parade today because of weather. Looking at some text messages coming in. Somebody said that Fox News reported that the dog mush was targeted because they're helping the IDF. That's very well could be. And again, it's going to create problems with the next phase, this phase two, because the big part of phase two is the disarmament of Hamas. They need to give up their arms and denounce terrorism, which is going to be a long ask for them. Let me tell you about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. I had three criterias when I looked for someone to put in one of these ductless split air systems. I looked at the big box stores, and you know, I could do it myself. I have the technical know-how. They were a lot cheaper, but cheaper is not necessarily better. You look at the reviews, you look at people who had them, you know, 3 to 4 years, 2 to 4 years. Yeah, they work great, and then things start to break. They start to go, and getting parts is next to impossible. You have to replace the whole unit, replace the whole air handler. You have to try to get someone to work on it, which they don't want to do because it's not their equipment. Where our friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. They're also Trane Premier comfort specialists if central AC or Trane system is more your speed. The ductless split air system, the Mitsubishi heat pump system, is exactly what I needed. It does my entire first floor, two inside units, the one main unit outside. And then again, that criteria, local business, a family-run business, and a business that uses top-of-the-line equipment, and they check all those boxes. 24/7, 365 days a year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and that family value. Their name is on everything, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So if you're dealing with Jim, Rob, Taylor, or Lauren, it's the Monk family, it's the Monk company, and they treat you just like that. They're not some big corporation. They're not some subcontractor. Their name's on everything, and they stand behind it. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com for any of your heating, air conditioning, or HVAC needs. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show, WILK News Radio. As we start to wind things down here, we didn't get to Today in History earlier in the show, so we might as well get to it now. Let's see what we have. Today in History, on this day, October 13th. Well, first of all, the establishment of the U.S. Navy. Today is the United States Navy's birthday, 1775. Yes, the United States Navy is 1 year older than the United States. On October 13th of 1775, the Continental Congress authorized the formation of a naval force to protect American interests and disrupt British supply lines. Because of that, October 13th is traditionally celebrated as the birthday of the United States Navy. Cornerstone of the White House was laid in 1792. On this day in 1792, the cornerstone for the Executive Mansion, now the White House, was laid in Washington, D.C. A proclamation by President George Washington had earlier designated the site for the federal capital, and this symbolic start marked the beginning of construction. The Battle of Queenstown Heights, 1812. During the War of 1812, U.S. forces attempted to invade Canada. British and Allied forces defeated them. Again, that was the Battle of Queenstown Heights in 1812. The first U.S. Supreme Court building, Cornerstone, 1932. On October 13th, President Herbert Hoover and Chief Justice Hughes laid its cornerstone. That was 1932. Vietnam War aerial combat, 1972, the U.S. Air Force F-4D aircraft shot down a MiG-21 over North Vietnam, giving the weapon systems officer his fifth ace kill. Some baseball and sports on this day. It's seen various baseball-related milestones, World Series events across the years. Some global. The oldest Jewish service organization in the U.S. was established in New York on this day in 1843. Some other global events, such as Italy's shift in World War II alliance in 1943. Columbus Day, again on this day. The second Monday of October is observed as Columbus Day federally. However, many states, cities, and communities now also or instead mark Indigenous Peoples Day, honoring Native American heritage. And again, it's brought back to Columbus Day under a presidential proclamation just the other day. And again, the alignment of the Navy's founding. Today is the happy birthday to the United States Navy today. Looking at some other things just to review today, some of the bigger things going on is all 20 living hostages held by Hamas have been released. It was a group of 7 and then a group of 13, all walking under their own power. If you've been on social media or the news, they are showing the reunifications with families throughout the day, and it's truly heartwarming. As this peace process moves back into moves into phase 2, which is not going to be an easy task, because that is disarming of Hamas. Trying to get it up now, I did see. Well, this was posted by the White House. In the past 24 hours, as the hostages were freed in a peace deal he brokered, President Trump flew to Israel, spoke to the press, met with Israeli leaders, spoke to the press, met with the families of the hostages, delivered an hour-long speech to the Knesset, did an interview, flew to Egypt, met with the Egyptian president, spoke to the press, took photos and chatted individually with dozens of world leaders, signed the historic Gaza peace deal, delivered another speech, met privately with world leaders, and now flew back, is on his way back to the United States. So that was the past 24 hours for the president's schedule. Former President Bill Clinton released a statement today. Statement from President Bill Clinton on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on this day. The horrors of the October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel and the conflict they reignited have resulted in unbearable human loss. It has been hard to watch and nearly impossible to rationalize. I am grateful that a ceasefire has taken hold, that the last 20 living hostages have been freed, and that desperately needed aid has begun to flow into Gaza. President Trump and his administration, Qatar, and other regional actors deserve great credit for keeping everyone engaged until the agreement was reached. Now Israel and Hamas, with the support of the United States, the region, and the world, must try to turn this fragile moment into lasting peace that provides for the dignity and security of both the Palestinians and Israelis. I believe that they can get there, but only if they do it together. That's a statement released today by former President Bill Clinton. And you've seen former U.S. leaders across the spectrum tout this groundbreaking deal that is fragile but is moving in the right direction. The main part of that is all 20 remaining living hostages have been released and are back in their family's arms at this point. The other big story coming out of our area, which I didn't think was going to happen, was the split ties with Penn State coach James Franklin. No longer the head coach. There is an interim head coach. Their longest serving assistant coach is now the interim head coach. We've seen local high school players already decommit from Penn State, and we've seen, and I believe we're going to see current Penn State players maybe start to take their talents elsewhere, especially since things are bound to change. I mean, when you have a coaching change, you have a culture change, you have an atmosphere change, so it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward. You're looking at a multi-year process to rebuild Penn State, and we shall see where that goes. There was that big scuffle in the NFL that started with a slap from one player to another player. My football guru in there, Jake, told me that the NFL has suspended Brian Branch one game for that infamous slap that started a wider brawl, but thankfully it didn't get any more violent than that. There was a lot of pushing and shoving, but other than that, there were no other real issues with it. You know, just both teams kind of posturing in front of each other and helping split everybody up rather than get into it with each other.
I think Dan Campbell wanted to kick Brian Branch's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt. He went after him pretty good. And he had his helmet ripped off too, right? Branch ripped his helmet off.
Yeah.
So, you know, one game suspension. What's good about that is the NFL moving swiftly. Obviously, they don't want this tolerated. Obviously, they don't want to see this flourish after games as it goes on. We've seen it more and more in other college games, high school games. There was a bunch of high school game issues across the nation again. But it's good that the NFL is sending that message and tone that this will not be tolerated.
Yeah, I'm glad that this happened last night, and here we were just a little after 5 o'clock when they announced that Brian Branch was going to be suspended. They didn't let it linger into Tuesday or Wednesday. So, well done, NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, how often have you said those words, Jake?
As strong of a chance as I have of winning Powerball.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. It's coming up on 5:55 here. I think we got another NEPA premium perks to get through. Let me see. The NEPA premium perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Isabella Restaurant. This is a great deal for dinner. $50 gift certificate for only $25. Serving Italian, American cuisine, and seafood using seasonal ingredients from local farms whenever possible. That's a great addition right there. Beyond Bistro in the Solano Room seats up to 45 guests with an 80-inch flat-screen TV and Wi-Fi. Great for special occasions, corporate events, or parties. They are located on 315 in Wilkes-Barre. Visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour here. These Amazon data center campus construction in Salem Township is on a rapid pace. Crews started construction of the two of the 15 data centers Amazon has planned near the nuclear power plant along Route 11. Meanwhile, executives with Amazon Web Service, including the Vice President for Economic Development, met in Berwick on Thursday with local and state leaders, business partners, and skilled trade professionals to update them on the rapid pace of development of the data center campus. Every day we see more proof of how this project is strengthening Pennsylvania's economy, creating new opportunity here in Luzerne County. They told the group, according to remarks provided by Amazon to our partners in the community and the Commonwealth, thank you. Your enthusiasm, collaboration, and support are helping us to build critical digital infrastructure for America's AI and innovative while creating real opportunities for the local businesses and families. In recent years, Amazon's web service acquired more than 1,600 acres of land around Talon Energy Susquehanna Steam Electric Station with hopes of tapping directly into the nuclear power plant source. Township officials rezoned the land as Special Data Center Overlay District and said the data center campus would generate about $7 million a year once initial tax breaks expire. Previously, Amazon purchased the Talon Energy Cumulus data centers next to the power plant for $650 million. And again, providing their own power, tapping into the nuclear power plant where they're. So good stuff happening in our area as we come up on the 6 o'clock hour here. And again, as per the weather, it is going to stop raining tonight, just remain cloudy. Tomorrow, the clouds will give away some afternoon sunshine. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday look pretty good. 6 o'clock. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.